What's happening? It's Orion, host of The Morning Grind. December 30th, D-Ray's Funny and Famous Comedy Concert hits the Peoria Civic Center Theater with D-Ray Davis, Michael Blackston, Dion Cole, DC Young Fly, and I'll be opening and co-hosting the show with everyone. And right now, to give you a little bit more insight on what to expect, the man whose name is on the show, it is D-Ray Davis. D-Ray, it is 14 here in Peoria right now. What's it like in L.A.?
It is nice. I haven't even went outside. It looks like it's about 50 or 60. Looks like beach weather a little bit, but compared to Illinois, it's beach weather.
Yeah, I got a friend who lives out in L.A., and he said he was coming out this way. I told him to bundle up, and he said he already has his winter clothes. I'm like, wait, you live in L.A.? You guys have winter clothes? He's like, it's like 50.
Right. No, he ain't got no – he's not used to long johns yet.
Now, for me, I think – my favorite thing that I've seen you on has been Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out. I think you're one of the funniest dudes I've ever seen on that show, co-hosts, whatever. I think you're even funnier than Nick Cannon.
I believe I'm funnier than Nick, too, but don't tell Nick that. Oh, wait, it's radio. No, man, I love doing Nick's show, and without Nick's show, I wouldn't have my own show, the MTV Joking Off. I wouldn't have that show. Or I'm hosting VH1's Hip Hop Squares that's coming up, all under the Viacom family. So I'm happy that Nick had me, and it's a crazy thing, man, because these new guys are so athletic, and it's hard to, it's weird, because they'll leap and they'll slide to get their jokes out, and you're like, oh, man, my knees are not wilding out no more. My knees are running out. That's what they're doing. My knees are going out. But it's fun, man. I love doing that, man. I love it.
And you're from just up the street here from Peoria. Grew up in Chicago. Now you've made it in LA. You've been in, 24, 25 movies, multiple TV shows. What has that success been like from where you started to where you are now?
Well, the good thing about Illinois people, man, you know, we're humbly, arrogant. So I'm arrogant when it comes to going on stage and having a good time and presenting. But also, I can't never forget where I come from. So it's always weird waking up. It's surreal to wake up knowing that, you know, I don't have to work a regular job like I used to, and I can just entertain people and show people that there's another route. Like, when I was in 21 Jump Street and action comedies like that, you don't imagine that, you know, while you're shooting it. Then you leave that set, and you're, back human. It's like Superman and Clark Kent. While I'm filming, you got the Superman vibe, and then when you're done, man, you're like, okay, let me go home to Chicago, get some of that 14-degree weather, and keep it real, you know. So.
Yeah. And it's my belief, and I've been a little bit around the country, and you have too. People from the Midwest have the best work ethic. Like, you go to, Texas or Florida or something like that, and people are like, yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. But here in the Midwest, you bust hump until you get to where it is you want to go, and then you work even harder to continue that success.
You're right. That's what, until it drives you Kanye crazy. Keep going until you get Kanye rich and Kanye. You get Kim K. rich and Kanye crazy. That's what you want to do. Yeah, man. That's definitely the ethic we got. Plus, our parents ain't like the Florida parents. They'll take care of you. You can stay there. They'll introduce you. The Texas parents are introduced to the business, no matter what that business is. Man, Illinois parents, Midwest parents are like, get out, get a job. Even if you do work while you're in their house, they want you to pay them rent for the same room you had. The same room you had since you were a kid, now you got to pay rent on it. Like, it's the same room. And, Mom, it's Section 8. You can't charge me rent, and you don't pay rent.
And
I'm just talking about my life.
Your mom sounds rough, man.
She is very much so rough, yes.
So you're going to be coming to Peoria, the Civic Center Theater, the Funny and Famous Comedy Concert with Dion Cole, Michael Blackston, DC Young Fly. For some of these comedians that some of Central Illinois may not know, some of the best comedians out there right now, talk about them and what they're going to bring to the show on December 30th.
Well, everybody's all elements of the show is different flavors of comedy, including yourself, but it's a real strong show. I got my opener has been going out with me for a long time, Jesse McDonald. He has cerebral palsy, if I said it right, I hope I did. And he goes on stage, man, and he opens the show and brings some explosive energy. And after that, we just all go in, man. Dion Cole, you seen him on Blackish, you seen him on Def Comedy Jam. He was a writer on Conan. Michael Blackston, everyone knows him, the African King of Comedy from Next Friday and everything. You see Michael Blackston, Or if you turn the lights off, you haven't seen him. But he's a little African kid from the commercials. He grew up. You guys kept giving him advice in the day, and Michael Blackson is grown now. DC Young Fly is just a crazy guy. Just broke out of a crazy home, so we got him. You see him on all. He was just in Almost Christmas. He's been in a lot of things coming up, and he has this crazy, like, Chris Tuckerish type energy all over the internet, and I love him. And if you haven't seen D-Ray Davis on Shaq's All-Star, Def Comedy Jam, Wildin' Out, Barbershop 2, all the movies, I'm the same guy, except I'm crazier on stage, so definitely come check out the show, because you need this. We've never brought a show of this magnitude to Peoria. We always talked about it, but me and Dion, being from Illinois, said, hey, we need to put it together, get back out to Richard Pryor's hometown, and show them how we get down also.
Yeah, have you made plans to go check out that statue they made for him yet?
Yes, we did. We got out there early, man, so we're going to be there.
Awesome. And Michael Blackson actually was just in Peoria. He performed at Bradley University. I think it was earlier this year or sometime last year. So he had a great crowd there, and we're looking forward to having him back here on December 30th. We actually have a front row pair of tickets up for grabs right now. Peoria's923.com. Hit up Friends with Benefits. Now, for you, you've talked about a lot of things. I think your Cat Williams impression is spot on. What are you bringing to the stage? What are you talking about December 30th before we kick off the new year?
I think we need to address all these politics, man, and how Donald Trump has Eminem the White House. He basically walked in there. He basically won that. Hey, you can get mad all you want to, but he won those elections lunchroom style. He's like, just talking stuff. Wrong. But we got to get into some of that going on, man. I always ran for relationships. So if you're in love and you come there, prepare to be out of love for just that hour that I'm on stage.
You're not going to get anybody in trouble, are you?
I'm definitely. D-Ray, stay breaking up relationships. I've seen so many people curse each other out on the way out of my shows. I should have just recorded that. That should have been my special. Break them up, Ray.
Maybe you could get into, like, marriage counseling or something after, things kind of pan out for your career.
You know what? That makes sense, dog. What I do is I break them up. I break them out up, and then I give them my card and say, I can fix it for $50 an hour.
50 bucks an hour, that's it?
That's it.
That's a good rate.
But it's all going to be in a one phone call. Everybody calls in at the same time, so it's about 50 or 60 people calling, so just have your squares ready.
Well, we got tickets available at the Toyota box office, the Peoria Civic Center. Get the link at Peoria's923.com to buy them on Ticketmaster. D-Ray, any final thoughts? Maybe two aspiring comedians here in Central Illinois that would love to achieve the kind of success that you have from where you started.
Well, I'll say number one, keep going on stage and be yourself. The minute you start being somebody else, even if you become successful, you're going to be uncomfortable with that person, as you see with a lot of successful people. I don't want to drop no names, but you see people becoming uncomfortable because they put on this persona for so long, they finally looked in the mirror reminded of who they are. So when you go on stage, think funny, think being yourself, and the things that are funny to you, trust me, they're eventually going to be funny to everybody else. You've got to find a way. Keep writing and keep it exciting. That's how I say that. As far as the audience out there, y'all laugh. If you know somebody in Peoria trying to make it, don't go there trying not to laugh. Don't try to kill their dreams, because you know you ain't leaving. If it's funny, laugh. Have a good time there. They're there to make your life more stress-free, and that is the comedy kingdom in Peoria, where kings are born, so you definitely have to be supportive.
You know, I do have to admit, I do feel like sometimes that, especially at open mic nights, there are comedians, they do their best not to laugh at each other's jokes for some reason, and to me it's kind of...
Nope.
It's weird. It's like you're all in this together. Why are you trying to fight each other? Because you never know. That person that you're not laughing at might make it, and they'll remember that you were a jerk.
Yeah, we help each other out, man. That's what you're supposed to write with each other, help each other, give each other taglines. We've always done that. No matter how competitive we got in Chicago, it was a good competition, like LeBron and D-Wade. Make that kind of competition rather than people who don't like each other. This is even in boxing matches. When they need each other. They can talk as much smack as they want to each other. As you know, you can talk as much smack, but end of the day, they need each other to get that purse, to get that money, so we need each other. So it's just important to do, man. Oh, by the way, Peoria, I'm looking for an old lady, so any old women out there that want to date D-Ray, talk to me. Must be past the stage of getting pregnant.
Is that any like bank account?
Nope, that ain't important. I'm just long as I ain't got to pull out. I'm all right.
Awesome. December 30th, one final night of laughs here in Peoria. D-Ray's Funny and Famous Comedy Concert. D-Ray Davis, Michael Blackson, Dion Cole, DC Youngfly, DJ Captain will be there. I'll be there. We got a party. Peoria, show up. Get your tickets. Get the link at Peoria's 923.com. D-Ray, we'll see you in 2 weeks, man.
Thank you, brother.